It's, I'm sure it's a very dumb question. Is the heir to my thoughts, words, and deeds, is that me or is that some other guy?
Well, it's not, neither. It's just an experience that arises and passes away.
We think it must be a self.
Yeah.
And so how can there not be a self if I'm reborn? But there doesn't have to be a self for there to be a recipient of your thoughts, words, and deeds.
Yeah.
It can be a separate, whole unrelated thing other than being the successor.
Yeah. I mean, it's a continuum of experience that arises and ceases. And the habit of the human mind is to create an identity around it. The tool that the Buddha is trying to encourage us to pay attention to is to pay attention to the experience. When we can tune into that, then we can relinquish, because we can have the experience, it arises and ceases, without the extra baggage of having an identity.
is it good karma for smoke to come out of my ears?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. Kristen.